and welcome to this week's Independent Music Podcast. 10 of the best new tracks each week, hosted by me, Anthony Chalmers.
And me, Gareth Main.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Independent Music Podcast. We started with Marius Alexa from his record Solo Live in Vilnius. He is a drummer, a percussionist, as I'm sure you guessed by that song, because that was all that was going on.
Yeah. Don't really know how to respond to that. No, it's a very melancholic way to start the Independent Music Podcast.
It's a solid groove in the middle, I thought.
You're reaching.
It's the biggest banger I've got this week. So it says here on the press release here that he is the bona fide master of the groove.
I'd describe some funk musician as a master of the groove. I'm not sure that's there yet, but you know, I've only heard one track.
He's a very in demand jazz drummer playing with loads of pretty successful names like Joe Armand Jones, Anthony Joseph, and Oscar Jerome, and all sorts of pretty well known names in the London jazz scene. But he's from Lithuania, and it's been released on Mic Lithuania Records. It's basically sort of, it's like a State 51 thing, basically. They've got a Vilnius office, and I was just over there recently in Vilnius, just having a nice holiday time, as well as all other places in Lithuania. And they've been just sort of sending me some music from there, and this is the first record that sort of caught me. I had the whole album on while I was working the other day.
State 51 Conspiracy, you say?
The ones who sponsor us.
Who sponsors us, Anthony?
Yeah, they're called the State 51. Anyway, that State 51, amongst all the other things they do, have got this Lithuania office as well, where they're exploring excellent music from the Baltic region, as well as everything else that we've been telling you about for them, as well as releases from the Quietus collaborations with the Have UKEA, which we played in April when it was part of the Quietus only subscribers, but now it's going to be coming out broadly. I'm going to play the next single for that in November, because I love that record. And also MXLX, who I nearly played on the podcast, might end up being on next week.
Wonderful. After that very subdued, beautiful opening to this week's podcast, let's play some sort of...
Gareth, play some jungle.
Not this week. No jungle this week. Actually, this week, quite a lot of abstract electronics from me, but got some sort of... I've described it here as hyped video game music, which is probably not what Jiu-Jitsu would like me to describe their music as. It's the moniker of a chap called Julian Heyron. He's a field recordist, and he sort of describes himself here as a punk ethnomusicologist. And he's got a new record, his first debut record under Jiu-Jitsu, on Nege Nege Tapes out of Kampala, Uganda. It's called Sator Repo. I will read a lot more about this after the track. This is called Dagyid. We'll be right back.
sort of slightly reminiscent of maybe some DJ Scott Chegg. I could see someone bashing away on a Game Boy while making that. So it's definitely the sort of computer game music like you were saying.
Also a member of the Nege Nege stable, right? DJ Scott Rolex.
Exactly.
Here we go. Jiu-Jitsu Dagid as well. I'm going to go with this on the pronunciation. His name, track taken from the album Sato Arepo, released via Nege Nege Tapes out of Uganda. Yeah, like I say, he's a field recordist, says here. I'll describe the bit of blurb. Nege Nege, they do great music, but they also do great descriptions and sort of.
They wouldn't call anyone the master of the groove on there.
No, they wouldn't. And they also clarified that he is a self-styled punk ethnomusicologist. They're not describing him like that, which I thought was a nice touch. It says here, the Sato Arepo, the name of the album, or Sato Square, is an ancient word puzzle comprising 5 palindromes that's etched on various historical sites throughout the Western world. Its origins are unknown, but the square has long been thought to hold magical properties such as a charm against illness and evil, to cure insanity, or to determine whether someone was guilty of witchcraft. Julian Heyron uses this mystical symbol as the starting point for his debut album in an attempt to reconnect with his Celtic heritage, exploring how its hallowed messages might harmonize and with contemporary Tanzanian dance music. And yeah, his Jiu-Jitsu moniker, it's had a release before, had a 10-inch on Nege Nege in 2019, which was like proper like banging club music, like of an alternative bent.
Is he from somewhere around these parts then? With Celtic heritage, it says?
I should have written it down, shouldn't I? But yes, from these parts.
Somewhere.
But he's been
Celts in Portugal.
Yeah, but his main creative output, for want of a better word, is in that field recording. So it has a label called Le Cartes Postales Sonores, which, you know, so he goes around collecting field recordings from Indonesia, Australia, Cambodia, China, Bangladesh. He also has a label called Pet Pets Tapes, where he releases music that he has found, so sort of stuff that he's bought on his travels, and sort of then reissues it through that label. And there's some absolutely amazing stuff on there. Way back in 2020, I think it was during the pandemic, we had Spooky J do a mix. I think it was Spooky J's mix. We had him and PQ do separate shows for us. I think it was Spooky J's that had a track from Pet Pet Tapes. It was the Sound of Taiwan's Tribesmen, which is this amazing, I think, pay what you want download on Bandcamp, which is just, yeah, the Sound of Taiwan's Tribesmen. And it is, yeah, just some fabulous music. And yeah, loads of stuff to dive into. But yeah, essentially during all that travel that he's done, he just became fascinated by rituals and all those sorts of traditional ceremonies and things like that, which has then influenced this creative outlet as well.
Nice. Next one from me is an artist from Germany. She's called Frankie. She's a singer, cellist and composer, releasing on Hot Salvation Records out in the north of England. I tell you, I'm just going to give this to you. I'll tell you what I think about it afterwards. I think I'm a big fan of what she does.
Throw us deep in.
What brought her bringing over for a show in November?
Clouds go by. Ooh.
There we go. That is Clouds from Frankie. It's from her record that's called Styx. It's coming out in December on Hot Salvation Records. Yeah, I absolutely adore that. I love the autotune. It's a bit reminiscent of Soap and Skin, who longtime listeners will know I'm a massive fan of. Yeah, like her previous record was like a, I mean, there's quite a lot of piano and instruments there. It's like maybe quite electronic, but so this has definitely got a real mixture of instrumentation. And yeah, I'm a big fan, and I think listeners will like it too.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, really, really interesting. I was listening to it earlier. It's another one with lots of little jump cuts in the middle of it. So that give you, when you're doing a show, we're not recording live, but when you're doing a show, it sort of gives you a bit of a heart. Yeah,
bit of a wee jump. Like that drum one that just sort of cuts out for 10 seconds. I was looking at Hot Salvation. It seems like they released, or at least co-released, Zar's Lollissimo a few years back, which is a record that both me and Gareth really like. Shout out to Edu, our patron.
Who's La Sara Fontaine. Release is out today as we are recording.
Oh, there we go.
Who we played a couple months ago and then saw them live like the next day. Fantastic.
They were brilliant.
One of the best things I've seen live this year.
Yeah, and I thought it was really an audacious art experiment, that, so without looking at it, maybe it was a collab release or something like that. But anyway, yeah, Frankie, 8th of December, bring you over to London on the bill with William Basinski and Ebok at Catford Broadway, South London residence.
Wonderful. That's going to be very nice. Very nice venue for that as well. Can sort of settle into. Is it all seated in there? It must be
all seated. Yeah.
Lovely.
You can take out the front seats for like a standing and seated, but this is going to be an all seated.
It's quite funny on the patron Discord the other day. Sort of the consensus of whether you prefer to stand, sit, dance, or sort of nod at a gig. Is I don't think there was definitely no consensus.
A lot of people say they prefer to stand, but it's like the difference between colored vinyl and not colored vinyl. A lot of people say they prefer black vinyl, but when it actually comes down to it, if you have a choice of buying a black vinyl, a colored vinyl, like those same fucking people buy a colored vinyl, and it's the same as standing and seating. Everybody, mind you, at Fever 8, I bought a seated ticket and you've got a standing ticket.
Yeah,
but
that's because I also like A, which is going absolutely nuts at the front of a, when it's the right gig. And I think Fever 8 is one where I will be clamouring.
I will be in my seat.
Yeah, no, if it was a choice between sitting and standing at the back, sort of sullenly nodding my head, I'd 100% go for seating. But if I'm going to use my legs, got my legs. You know,
it's not exactly big bangers, the new Fever 8 album.
No, that's true, but I can make it bangers. I'm going to play some Skeletal Club music now from Sweden. This is Joakim Nordvall. This is a follow-up to his Healing Music record that came out on Automatic Music from Germany last year. This is Healing Music 7-12. Really fantastic, like I say, Skeletal Club music, very minimalist.
Skeletal.
Or Skeletal, I don't know. Who knows?
Going for the second one.
Well, of course. just have to be other. But yeah, so sort of meditative techno maybe is another way of describing it. Really love sort of the textures, the minimalist sort of composition, the ethereal dub. I am reading a bit of the press release now. Sort of a little bit Ilbian in here as well. It's a really cool record to listen to, so settle in. This is Joakim Nordvall. It's called Healing Music 7. There you have it. Sounds of Joachim Nordvall, track called Healing Music 7, taken from his record Healing Music 7 to 12, out on Automatic Music out of Germany. But yeah, just really like a really fabulous record to listen to on headphones particularly, but also with big speakers in a darkened room. And just like really let it wash over you. It sort of gives you, it says here, solace and tranquility come directly from a deep love and substantial exploration of noise filtered through rhythm machines. I think that's a really nice way of putting it, because it is just, it seems very heartfelt, is how I would describe it, for something so cold and electronic.
Yeah, I'm not sure I was really feeling the healing there, but like I enjoyed the sounds of it.
It's like, I'd call it an electronic equivalent of a gong bath. That's what I'd describe that as. You know, have you ever had a gong bath?
I'm familiar with gong baths. I can't say I've ever actually
I've
had
never had a gong bath, and I kind of want one.
It's for me, it's people who do star signs and tarot card readings. And oh,
shall we do a pod away gong bath?
The absolute fucking pits.
Should we go and do a gong bath together? There's definitely a new age mysticism or about it. We'll see. We'll talk about it later.
Sorry, all our tarot card reading I have no problem with tarot card. I don't even know how I'm supposed to back, but I fucking hate star signs. That's eugenics nonsense.
Yeah, my ex was into tarot cards, but she didn't see us breaking up. So that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I think it can be fun, but not if you, of course, but not with a shred of seriousness to it. Anyway,
I love that you're alienating.
Before we lose even more of our listeners here, while I'm frantically trying to backtrack, we've had some sort of experimental music, we've had some gnarly music, we've had some sort of spatial dub.
I've got reggae coming, by the way.
Okay, nice, because I'm going to give you some psychedelic Afro jazz just to give a bit of joy here. It is a new album by Idris Akamor and the Pyramids, new one on Strut Records. We've played every release that they've ever done, well, since we've been doing the pod anyway. Whenever they've done a release, we've done it, because it's always joyous. We've both seen them play live. They are brilliant.
Yeah, fun.
And he got a new album on Strut Records called Afrofuturistic Dreams, and this is the title track.
To the deepest black hole, time, space, transdimensional souls, Afrofuturistic.
There we go. Bit of an uplifting one. Afrofuturistic Dreams by Idris Akamor and the Pyramids. They've been making music since the 60s. If you ever want to see a group play for hours dressed as pharaohs playing uplifting psychedelic jazz, well, Idris Akamor and the Pyramids are your best.
Funnily enough, the only time I've seen them live, the only two things I really remember are dressed like pharaohs and wouldn't stop playing.
The two things that I referenced, funnily enough.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the two things. Like, just, it was a Cafe Otto, wonderful venue here in London. Just, yeah, and he just kept walking off and walking back.
Yeah, maybe the band strutting around. Yeah, that was my show. That's what I'm remembering.
It was an absolutely spectacular show. I'd love to see that again, actually.
I'll see if I can find out what they're doing.
Last up, before, so if you're listening on the free feed, this is the last you're going to hear from us this week. If you are a patron of the podcast, you will listen to 5 songs from here, 4 additional ones. And yeah, you'll be supporting this podcast. We do this all for free and sort of as in our spare time and sort of as a, yeah, try and pull it together. But yeah, your support does ensure that it continues to happen. And yes, so thank you to all our current patrons and thank you to our future patrons. Please become one, patreon.com/independentmusicpodcast. If you want to support and listen to more music, get access to the Discord, votes, early access to the pod as well. Also, so yes, anyway, it's yes, you will get all of that and more. And yeah, the warm fuzzies are supporting us as well. And
what are you closing with?
I'm going to close with this, Anthony. It's from Prince Fatty, wonderful dub producer from Belgium, from Brighton. It's wonderful to have a new record from him, a whole new album of Fatty stuff. A couple of months back, we played his expansion single, and now he's coming back with a record, Prince Fatty Meets the Gorgon in dub. It sees him revisiting the vintage Bunny Stryker Lee record catalogue from the 1970s, creating new dub music and edits, dub mixes and edits, I should say. And I'm going to play his version, his edit of the original Bunny Stryker Lee rhythm, Jar Jar the Conqueror, by Linval Thompson. This is edited together with Tommy McCook's instrumental arrangement of the same. And it is a wonderful way to finish the free side of the pod. We'll be back on the other side for patrons, free people. Back next week.
They can never, never conquer Jah, 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 Jah. Jah is the conquering lion of Judah. He has break the chain and set dreadlocks free.
skin.